I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The rains may have stopped in South Carolina, but now emotions are taking their toll. Mark Lewis of Reach Global Crisis Response.
People have been dramatically affected, and they're really dealing with shock. But of course, they're being forced now into the cleanup process. I mean, you have to keep moving day by day. The impact upon people has been really significant.
Reach Global is partnering with a local church also hit by the flooding. Together, they're giving hope and encouragement in Jesus' name. Be praying for people who are dealing with the loss. You can also provide resources through Reach Global.
This is not going to be a short-term situation. It is going to take weeks and months, and for some people, even years, to get back to whatever the new normal will look like.
Put yourself in this scenario. Your town is smack dab in the middle of the war between Ukraine and Russia. You've lost track of your family, you're 10 years old, and in an orphanage. Christmas? Who has time for that? Force for Christ's Chad LaForce says they're looking for host families in the U.S. to make time for that.
It's about 4 weeks in December over the Christmas holiday period where the children come over and they get absorbed into the family dynamic and all of the celebration of the holidays.
Here's why it matters.
Oftentimes they have not been exposed to scripture. They've not been exposed to any witnessing about Christ. By and large, these are young people who, you know, are very uncertain about their own future. It's a desperate need for them to be put in an atmosphere where God can speak to them and touch them and show them his love through family.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.